This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Australia's only LGBTIQ+ national news and current affairs show. Proudly sponsored by KHQ Lawyers. Passionate about being the best.
Now to the case of the Hawaiian princess and sugar heiress and the fight for the control of her estate worth 315 million Australian dollars. Abigail Kawananakoa is 93 and recently married her long-term partner, Veronica Gale Worth. And Kawananakoa is seen by some as first in the line for the throne of Hawaii should the monarchy ever be restored to the islands. There have been many questions raised about Kawananakoa's ability to make decisions about her estate, given her age and some recent health conditions. I spoke to Chad Blair from Honolulu Civic Beat about the case and how this whole issue sits with Hawaiian contemporary culture.
What can you tell us about the Abigail Kawananakoa case, and how do you pronounce that?
Not bad. Not a bad effort at all. Kawananakoa, the Hawaiian alphabet doesn't have as many letters as the English, but the pronunciation is pretty simple. It's somewhat similar to Spanish. So Kawananakoa, that's exactly how it's pronounced. And this is a complicated story involving a pretty remarkable figure. By her own admission, she's the last in line of Hawaiian royalty. She calls herself a princess. I believe that is supported by other analysis as well. Some quibble with the lineage. She's not from Kamehameha I, who was the first to unite the kingdom back in the 19th century, but she does have royal lineage, and I won't go into the details of that, but because of that, she has a considerable fortune. But she's also 93 years old. And right now, the debate is over her health, her mental health status, and what to do with that fortune, which last I checked, is it about $215 million U.S.? Not sure how that translates to Australian, but here in America, that's a lot of money, $215 million.
Why are there debates about her mental health or her capacity?
Well, I won't go into too much detail because a lot of it is legal wrangling, but essentially she had someone, an attorney that was overseeing her affairs. And at some point over the last few years, the woman that is now her wife, Veronica Gale Worth, began to challenge the status of her financial situation, not believing, arguing that the person who was in charge, the lawyer, was not serving her client well. And right now the matter is in a court. That lawyer was removed more or less from the case, and the battle right now in part is to decide whether Princess Abigail is actually of sound mind. And the judge that's involved has actually ordered a test to make sure that she is able to think and make decisions properly. I should say Veronica Gale Worth, she has since married. The two are now spouses rather, and so there's that element as well. At stake here for others are what to do with that money, because the money was set aside, or at least initially promised, for a foundation to help Native Hawaiians, and there's actually an organization that is in place, and now the concern is that maybe that money isn't going to go there, that it might in fact be, if you will, her wife would take over the proceedings. And that's where we are right now. And a hearing is actually going to be held, I think, as soon as right now, whether there'll be a conservator to actually oversee the financial affairs. And that's the latest in terms of a ruling, a medical evaluation of her. She, by the way, is an heiress. She received a lot of money from one of the local estates, the Campbell estate, that was tied to the wealthier families, including Hawaiian families of the 19th and 20th centuries.
And without trying to label these two as, you know, definitely one of the LGBTIQ letters, sometimes we talk about gender and sexuality diverse, which it sounds like is an appropriate description in this case. What do average people what do people say about this case in Honolulu?
You know, I don't know that I hear much about her, about the gender identity. I mean, I'm sure there are people that crack jokes and use unfortunate terms behind doors and whatnot, but I haven't heard that issue come to the fore. There's a certain openness in Hawaii. We were the first state early on to push for same-sex marriages. It took us a while to finally make it legal. Same with the country, but it was actually that same Supreme Court justice I told you about who back in 1993 raised the question, how can you possibly discriminate against two people who simply want to be married, even though they are of the same sex? And there is an openness, particularly in the Native Hawaiian culture. I don't think Gail Worth is Hawaiian, but Princess Abigail is. And there is an acceptance of what they call a mahu, which is a mix, a blend between male and female. It's something revered and accepted in Hawaiian culture. And I think there's a more of an openness to that even prior to when same-sex marriage was legalized. So I hear very little in terms of that. Yes, there's someone that may call her a gold digger, but you know, once you've been together 20 years or so, that kind of complicates things a little bit. I think what's really changed is the age factor that Kuanakoa has had health problems, has been hospitalized here and there. There were some reports about other issues in their relationship, but I'm only going with the top line, what's been reported. I don't want to give credence to the rumor mill that's out there. I can say there certainly is talk around the water cooler, if you will, about other matters that have gone on, but I don't want to give that credence, you know, but I won't deny that is out there.
What can you tell me about the demographic breakdown of Hawaii? What percentage are Native Hawaiian or identify that way?
It's a little difficult to measure because they tend to group Asia and Pacific Islander together. But if you just took that metric alone, and by that I mean Japanese, Chinese, Hawaiian, Samoan, Tongan, Filipino, it's two-thirds of the population, something like 60%. And then about another third is white, many of which are, you know, mainland U.S. transplants to Hawaii. But whites are the minority. Go ahead.
And a significant amount of military as well due to the numerous bases.
Absolutely. And that skewers things as well, whether that is included in the census. But the numbers I've seen, about 10%, depending on how you count the military, the spouses, the dependents. And that's also a transitory group. There's also a lot of retirees. But you're absolutely correct. And by the way, that includes more Latinos and African-Americans that are representative generally in the population here. Those are small numbers, although the Latino numbers, Hispanic numbers, are definitely on the rise.
When do you expect to hear a decision?
My understanding is that there will probably be something a little bit later this year. I'm cautious here because this thing has just been dragged out for so long now that one almost wonders, when is this actually going to end? Because it seems to be a never-ending cycle, but it seems currently under the current court that it's in that there will be a resolution in sight. I just don't know exactly when the court, I don't have it in front of me anyway, when that date is. But I think a lot of people would like to see this thing resolved. Again, stressing that it really is coming down to, will the money go to Abigail and her wife, or will there be money set aside for this foundation, which is something that Kuanakoa has actually stressed. And that's a good question. And is she really of sound mind to be able to make those kinds of decisions?
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.